very stupid of you. You know what you did. You tried to run away from me. Why? I've kept you safe. You were always my little pet. Do you not like it here? Do you not like me? I've taken such good care of you. I've fed you and watched over you, and I've made sure you've been staying clean. Are you still scared of me? Can't you see that I love you? I may be horrifying to look at, but I still have emotions. I want you all to myself. Now, I'm gonna have to put you back in the web. No, don't scream. You did this to yourself. This is for your protection. You won't get hurt in my web. I want you to be safe. No one will harm you in here. Outside of my domain, I can't do much to protect you. I will fight anyone who tries to hurt you, but there's no guarantee that I'll win. Do you want me to be dead? Do you want them to kill me? I would fight and make sure that you stayed safe, but I could die. I know this has been an adjustment to you, and my cave might not be very home-like, but you have everything you need here, and I've given you all my attention. I don't even know how you slipped by me. You made it right outside the cave entrance, and I almost lost it. Oh, you just wanted fresh air? Now, why wouldn't you ask me? I could have went with you and made sure you were safe. I've warned you over and over again about the dangers of outside. I do this because I care about you. I've grown very fond of you, my little pet. I adore you. I worship you. What more do you want? Do you find me repulsive? I know I'm different. I don't look like those humans, and my legs, or whatever you call them, I have many, and my claws are sharp, and when I get close to you, I just think about biting you, but I would never do that. So, in the web you go, just for safety, don't struggle. You'll get hurt on accident if you struggle. I'm doing this because I love you. I'm gonna warn you one last time. Do not go outside. If you want fresh air, I can walk you to the doorway or entrance area, since there isn't really a door. And we can just sit over there take in the view from the entrance. But you can't leave without me. There are others out there more terrifying than I am. And I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I am pretty strong. I can take some of them on. But if they all come at me, I don't want to think of that. So, if you behave and stay in your little time-out area, I'll let you out of the web. I love you. And I don't know how to show it very well. I don't think I've ever felt this before. And I can go a little overboard, okay? But I'll do my best to lighten my rules. Maybe you can come out with me as I gather food. Maybe. I have to keep a close eye on you. And you have to earn back my trust. I don't care if it was just outside the entranceway. You didn't ask. You didn't tell me. You could have gotten hurt. And I would have blamed myself. Do you want me to cry? Do you? If you got hurt, I would have been a mess. I feel like I'm a mess right now. I'm blaming myself, and you're the one who tried to escape me. I don't want to hear any excuses. I'm mad, okay? I'm hurt. Now, just take your punishment. You better be happy I don't hurt you. I love you. So, you get a timeout. I don't care if you don't like my webs. This is where you'll stay. Just listen to me, okay? Earn back my trust. Don't you want my love? I don't know if you're lying, but I want to believe you. Just behave for me, and I'll let you out when it's time to eat. Does that sound fair enough? Good. Just give me a moment to think.